Hey, welcome back into hour two of the Chase and Big Joe Show live at the Omni Nashville Hotel, downtown Nashville. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show. Chase is on assignment this week, filling in as Dr. Crane. David James, the award-winning handsome producer, back at the at studio. And so we have a special guest, Dr. Crane. You went last night. This soccer team is on a massive roll. Take it away, baby.
Thank you. Yeah, we are joined by Nashville SC midfielder Eddie Tagseth. Eddie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well. Eddie, this team is just on a different level right now. 15 matches unbeaten across all competitions. Just your synopsis on the team's chemistry right now and their form.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we're trying to focus on one game at a time, but we know the streak is there, 15 games without a loss. So, yeah, we're doing our best to keep that streak going.
Do you feel any added pressure with that? Or like you said, it's trying to keep it, you know, tunnel vision for the most part. But, I mean, 15 matches unbeaten. It, a little bit of pressure? Not really.
No, not at all. I think it's motivation. It's a thing that should give us more confidence to go out and win games. But we try and win every game as it is. And the streak is just a bonus on the side.
Earlier in the season when Nashville had a few injuries to begin, you know, MLS play, I remember you kind of playing out in that attacking right role, right attacking mid role, and then obviously transitioning into a centralized midfielder role. I guess what was that transition like for you making that role move into the middle as being the heartbeat of that midfield?
I think the transition was natural. I started, yeah, as you say, playing a bit higher up the field. Which was okay, which I felt like I did pretty good. But the midfield role where I'm at now is where my preferred position would be, and I love playing there. So that's where I want to play.
Okay, Eddie Tagseth, Nashville SC midfielder, joins us here on the Chase and Big Joe Show.
Eddie, last night you guys get down 2-0, but looking at everything, there was no panic. There was no let's alter our game or anything. How important is it that you guys do stay in your game no matter what happens?
Yeah, it's massive. I think it also shows the work we've done this year. We're not going to change the way we play, even though we're 2-0 down. And in the end, that's what gets us back in the game. And in the end, winning 5-2, it shows how strong we are this year.
Is it, you know, when you guys rally back like that? I mean, I know getting a win is tough in any sport, but the fact when you're down like that and you rally back and you win, I mean, what's the feeling in the game afterwards, knowing that your back's against the wall and yet you come out victorious, not just barely eking a win out, but winning 5-2.
Yeah, I think it's one of the things that really you can learn from. I mean, having a bad start, going 2-0 down and then coming back to win 5-2, I think maybe we needed it to be more focused, more ready from the first minute. But it just shows how strong we are this year.
Eddie Tagseth is with us here on the Chase and McJoe Show. Eddie, last night going up against Washington, there were a few times you were bumper-to-bumper, shoulder-to-shoulder with Christian Benteke. What was that tactically like, just going up against him and just trying to be out-physicaling one of the strongest guys in the league?
Yeah, really tough. He's, I knew I wasn't going to be the one the header or won the duel, but just trying to help our center back to have more space to go up and win the header. It's that's what my job was. But he's a big dude, so yeah, tough day.
And talking about just midfielders, just with you and just if it's Patrick Yazbek you're paired with, or guys like Matthew Corcoran or Wyatt Meyer, who's just been a Swiss Army knife for you guys this season. Just talk on the just versatility of that midfield with Nashville. Like I said earlier on in the season, you guys had a little bit of some injuries here and there, but you guys have seemed to come into true form, and that if the game is won in the midfield, you guys seem to be ahead on most of those games.
Yeah, I think we have, as you say, those players. We have Acosta, we have Brugman as well. Everyone can start a game and do a really good job. We have a really good depth in our team. We have players that can step up and do a good job, so it's really important if we want to win things to have this type of squad.
And going into this upcoming weekend out in Fort Lauderdale for Inter-Miami, I guess what are the biggest issues that Inter-Miami just poses towards you guys?
Oh, it's probably Messi, isn't it? I mean, he's for me been the best player in the world for the last 15 years. So he's my idol. He's the one I wanted to be when I was growing up. So playing against him will be a lot of fun. Hopefully, I can or we can stop him and get the win again. But I think the threat he shows every game and the goals and assists he makes is going to be hard, but we're going to stop him.
We're talking to Eddie Tagseth with Nashville SC. They take on Inter-Miami this weekend down in Fort Lauderdale. All right, so, Ed, I want you to go to Messi when y'all play Saturday and just look at him and say, you ain't so tough, and walk off. You do that for us?
Then I'm not going to get his jersey after, so I think I'm going to be more friendly to him, you know?
Yeah. So have you? You've never played against? Have you seen him play in person?
I've seen him once in 2014 when he played for Barcelona. He played against the Norwegian team. So that was the only time.
What makes him? And I'm just an outside guy looking at the game of soccer. What makes him so absolutely unique that all you guys just admire him so much?
I mean, he's just a bit of magic to watch. He can be walking around and not touching the ball for 5 minutes, and then when he gets it, he just dribbles 2-3 guys and pull up the most amazing pass or scoring a goal. So, and he's done that pretty much every game since he started playing. So I think just the impact he has on every game, I think it's crazy.
Eddie Tagseth is with us here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Eddie, you know, BJ Callahan's mentality he's expressed to media is everyone attacks, everyone defends. But it seems like for you in the midfield, I mean, you're attacking and defending, but you're literally everywhere. You're either in the corner, you're in the middle, you're everywhere. Like, what goes into your conditioning? And your diet has to be extremely strict for just the amount of fitness you're exuding out of the field.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I'm professional, but then again, when you're running around so much, you can actually eat some good stuff as well. But yeah, I'm trying to stay fit. My style of play is demanding. Have to be fit and need good conditioning. So just trying to stay on top of that. And I mean, every game I get energy from the fans and get energy from making tackles and doing good stuff. So I think that's no problem for me to keep running around for 90 minutes.
I love it. Here's the stupidest question of the day for you, because I'm famous for stupid questions. How much fun is it winning at the castle in front of your fans?
No, it's the best thing. I mean, that's what we love to do. We love to win games, of course. But we love more doing it in front of our own fans. I mean, last game in the league against Philly was my greatest experience so far. With, I think it was 28,000 in the stadium, and
yeah,
the place was bouncing. So it was amazing, and the fans show up every game. So it's really good.
Eddie Tagseth, last one for you before we let you go. You know, this whole season for Nashville, you guys are in every competition for the most part: MLS, US Open Cup. You guys are up there for Supporters Shield. Looking at possibly being one of the first teams in Nashville to win a pro sports title for this city, just how does that make you feel as a newcomer into this city and also for this club?
It's a big motivation. It's something we know it's out there. We know we have the chance. It's something that will make me and the rest of the Nashville team very, very proud. So we're trying really hard to do it. But as I say, one game at a time, and I think we have a really good chance to make it happen this year.
I guess one more just off of that. Just being in Nashville for this amount of time, offseason into now, have you adjusted to Nashville well? Have you kind of immersed into the community for the most part? And has that kind of been an extra step into help, you know, building a good chemistry, not only with the team but the city?
Yeah, I'm selling in really well. It's I've enjoyed my first 7 months there a lot. Friendly people, just a great city. And the teammates and staff around the team are awesome. They're all really good with me. So giving something back to the community and to Tennessee would be my proudest moment for sure.
Well, Eddie, appreciate your time today, and best of luck this weekend in Florida.
Thank you so much.
Eddie Tagseth, midfielder with Nashville SC, joins us here, Joe. How about that?
He sounded just like Roman Josi.
Well, they are from that Nordic area.
Sounded just like Roman. Hopefully he has the same impact that Mr. Josi has on the Nashville SC.
Roman Josi.
Yeah. Yeah, getting it done. That make you happy? I mean, we got a Nashville SC guy on.
Yeah.
First time live ever.
No, I think they had a few, haven't they? Mm-hmm. Honey, you know, maybe.
I haven't.
Not on the Chase McJo show. You're
never.
Right. Yeah.
Never.
Eddie Tags, that's a cool dude.
Because they practice when we're on the air.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this is an odd time for them to kind of hop on because they had their game last night. So this is great.
It's good, man. Good job there. All right, come back next. We have another special guest.
Oh.
Very funny guy. Very, very funny guy. He'll join us next.
Like, I'll tell you what it is.
He's pretty damn funny.
Okay, all right.
You see him every Saturday at 10:30 on Saturday Night Live. That's your clue right there. Okay. All right, back with more. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5 The Game. All right, welcome back here to the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5 The Game, live at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Chase McCabe off this week. Dr. Crane sitting in. So last night I went down a rabbit hole on YouTube of watching our next guest do his Trump impressions on SNL. And I sent a link to like 9 of my friends, and we had a group text, and all we did was laugh. That's how funny our next guest is, and he's a Nashville native. Bring to the show now, James Austin Johnson, who's at Zany's this weekend. Good sir, James Austin, thank you for doing this. How are we doing?
Chase and Big Joe, and we're right here on the game.
How'd that sound? Does that work?
We're going to use it for the you get no money off that, but we're going to use it forever.
I really wanted the money. That was for the money.
Man, how are you?
Man, I am so good. I mean, you know, it's a beautiful day in Nashville, Tennessee, Middle Tennessee. What a wonderful section of the state to be in. You know, you got 3 sections you could possibly be in, and the middle, that's where everybody, the middle's the best, right?
It is.
You know?
It's the best.
Who doesn't want to sit? You know, not on the aisle and not at the window, but I'm in the middle. That's where everybody likes to sit on a plane, and that's where Nashville is in Tennessee.
It is so good. You're at Zany's tomorrow night. You got 4 shows. 2 of your shows already sold out. The other 2, not many tickets remaining. Yeah, when you look at coming back to your hometown, selling out shows, James Austin Johnson, what a feeling that's got to be.
What a feeling, just selling out shows and popping champagne bottles, and it's just models 24/7, and it's just rock and roll, and I'm getting extensions put in my hair, and I'm buying jewelry at King Baby. I've got 9 rings on my pinky right now. It's just, I'm living that life. You know what I'm talking about? Very glamorous, selling out Zany's.
Yes, well done. All right, so I know, look, we're not going to bury the lead on this. The Trump impression, I mean, you had to be elated when he won. Whether you like him or not, I don't care. But 4 more years, you just got job security for 4 more years on Saturday Night Live.
4 more years. 4 more years or 15 or however long he's got on this earth, I think he'll be in some kind of Darth Vader suit shooting laser beams at immigrants. I think that guy is going to be around for a long time, unless some kind of statute is invoked. I mean, this guy, it's 4 years. 4 years is a nice little term there. But, you know, we're going to be looking into that very shortly. We're going to see. We're going to have something. JD has a very nice idea about that. So we'll be looking into that. And Mike as well. Where's Mike? Is he here? I love when he's always, he never knows who's in the room, so he's craning around, you know, as he's talking. I was talking to Pete about that. Is Pete here? Oh, he's at the bar. He's at the Hilton bar. All right, well, somebody go grab him. You know, I love that way. He's always looking around. You know, Biden was talking to guys that had died 15 years before, and he would look around for them. And Trump is talking to guys, you know, it's a step up from Biden. The guys are still alive, you know, but sometimes they're not in the room there with him. He's looking around, you know, where's Mr. Japan? That's my new favorite one. You can't remember the Japanese president's name. So he says Mr. Japan. You know what? He's an endless source of comedy inspiration. So I'll put it that way. I wouldn't say elated, but I was definitely like, all right, I'm ready to go to work. I know what to do here. I put my little lobster bib on, you know what I mean?
And
I
was, oh, yeah. You know,
tied my hair back into a ponytail. I know what to do here. I understand the situation.
I love it. James Austin Johnson on the Chase the Big Joe Show. He's at Zany's this weekend. Two shows sold out. Limited tickets remaining for Friday and Saturday night, the late shows.
Yeah.
I got to think, when you look at what you're doing in SNL, I know the Trump thing's funny, but you've been other characters too as well. I got to think, when you're not doing Trump and you're doing these other characters, that's got to be a lot of fun too. That way, I mean, you're kind of expanding your range here.
Oh, yeah. I do all kinds of stuff on the show. I do like game show hosts, and I play the dad in things. I play the principal, you know, in the school scenes. I do all of those different kinds of roles, and it's an ensemble, and we all kind of have our things that we fall into. Let me tell you something. I'm a young man. You know, when people watch me on the show, I'm playing, you know, every white guy over 75. That's like my main job on the show. So when people meet me out in, you know, the streets, or in an alleyway somewhere, when people meet me, they're always surprised. They go, oh, you're young. And I'm like, yeah, I'm a person. I'm not like, that's not my neck. You know, like when I'm Trump, they're putting a fake neck on me. That's not my neck. So people are always like, say, that's the comment I get a lot. Oh, you're actually young. Like, I'm sorry. What did you want me to be an old zombie? I can't do that every time. So you know what? I am a young man, but I've never been cast as a teenager on the show. You ever see like somebody who's clearly 38 playing a teenager in an SNL sketch? It's never me. You know, I think that's what we gotta change this season. Where we're starting back up. In the fall, I'll be back there. I think our first episode is going to be probably at the end of September. And I got to get skinny. I got to get ripped. I got to be playing teens on the show, man. I got to get sexy.
James Austin Johnson's with us here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Yeah, James, when you got into comedy, especially doing impressions, was there a specific comedian in mind that kind of inspired you to get into this? Or is it something you just kind of practice in the mirror? Like, you know what, this is pretty funny. I'm going to try to do this for a living.
Oh, man, that would be so cool if it was just sort of an immaculate conception there. But, no, I was inspired by comedians that I listened. You know, me and my dad, shout out Michael Johnson. Where are you at, Michael? Shout out Michael. Trevecca's Michael Johnson. He's the king of the castle over there. He was very good at sharing the comedy that he liked, and he happened to have a great, not just a sense of humor as a guy, but he had great taste in comedy. And so I grew up with Seinfeld, with David Letterman, with Conan, you know, we watched Monty Python and the Holy Grail and Fletch. So I was, like, aware of the great comedy that was out there. And I just remember having a great time listening to, like, comedy CDs on road trips, you know, lots of Jeff Foxworthy, lots of – do you guys know the Roy D. Mercer album?
Yes!
Oh, my goodness. How big a boy are you?
How big a boy are you? I'm going to come on down there. You know, like, I just loved that stuff, and I was probably listening to that a little too early in life. I had to have been 6, 7 years old listening to some of that a little bit too early, and it might have just got itself buried deep down in my brain somewhere, and I knew that was, you know, laughing your butt off in a car with your family. There's some magic to that because, you know, it's not everybody's sensibilities align a whole lot in entertainment. You know, you got a bunch of different age groups, even among the kids, you know, it's like 2 or 3 years. That's a very big difference in what people are watching and listening to. So for those stand-up albums that just like hit so hard for the whole family, that was like where it all started for me. I wanted to be like those guys, Steve Martin and Martin Short, you know, big guys for me. And then when they let me watch SNL, you know, I got really hard into SNL. I just loved Will Ferrell, Will Forte, Fred Armisen, Bill Hader, Maya Rudolph, Tina Fey. These were kind of like these are the people I was obsessed with. And so I just always wanted to do it. I just knew I was always going to do it.
Yeah, you know, Ricky Gervais once said, I believe it was in an episode of The Office, you know, comedy is where the mind goes to tickle itself. That's
right.
The best way to describe it all.
And I am tickling myself all night, tomorrow night and the next night at Zany. So come watch a grown man touch himself.
You know what was great? We're talking James Austin Johnson, a proud Davidson Academy graduate. I'm telling you, when you were on there and when Nate Bargatze with the Donaldson Christian Academy were on the show, I mean, the pride out of Music City, my good man, was exuding that night. How was that when Nate comes on the show?
It single-handedly, those two private school champions just single-handedly put that voucher act over the line. You know, they were talking about it in Congress, and they were like, well, look at these two. These are two of the most famous comedians alive. We got to flood these institutions. Nate went to DCA, which is really close to a great Target. And I went to Davidson Academy, which is close to some fields near Madison. And, you know, so the resources that were at our disposal, you know, really lent themselves to what we've been able to do. And you know what? I got to give it up to Donaldson. That's a busy YMCA. And you know, there's two Starbuckses over there now. Coming up. Donaldson's really coming up.
Yeah. You know,
they
and you go
Tim
back
Hortons
to
the now.
Yeah. Where the old Crystal used to be, which really makes me mad.
Crystal gone. Tim Hortons in. I didn't think Canada was watching us that close, you know, but they got. Tim Hortons got some guy with a big telescope was just watching Donaldson being like, as soon as Crystal can't move any chicks and sliders anymore, we're getting in there.
And they took over, right? I live like a quarter mile from that Tim Hortons. So it's fantastic. Real quick, though, I want to go with the George Washington skit that you're a part of that Nate's in. I mean, I read somewhere that might be the most watched skit of all time on YouTube and wherever. I mean, that thing just took off. Did you? I knew you knew it would be funny, but did you know it would take off like that?
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know it would blow up quite like that. You know, of course I'm in it because I have period face. I got a face that just belongs in a period style sketch. You know, if we're gonna make fun of the 50s or the 40s or the 1700s, there's just something about my gigantic hook nose that just says. This guy belongs in an old photograph, and so that's why I'm in Washington's Dream. That was written by the beautiful Streeter Seidel and Mikey Day, and just like a great, it's almost like a Nate stand-up bit that they were able to conform into the shape of an SNL sketch, you know, with the costumes and the setting and everything, and it's funny, it's like, I remember leading up to it, the producers were like, does Nate look old-timey enough? I mean, can he play George Washington? And all of us cast members were just like, no, it's not about that. It's like, it's going to be funny that it is Nate dressed up like George Washington because he's so he's so unpresidential. Like, he's so just like regular guy Nate, you know, that it's going to come off. And it's just one of those bits that is so relatable. It's almost like it was hiding in plain sight. There's great comedy where once you hear it, you're like, why didn't I think of that? I've thought this subconsciously for years, and here these guys have turned it into a sketch. I didn't even know you could do that. I mean, those are the best sketches, the ones that feel like they're instant classics. You know what I mean? They've always been around.
Oh, it's so great. James Austin Johnson,
Zany's
this weekend. Go see him. Again, thank you for doing this. I blew up your Instagram, but I appreciate you. We love you, man. We love your mom and dad. Tell them hello and everything. Best of luck. I'll see you out there Saturday night. We'll be out there. Thanks for everything, my man. We appreciate you. We're so proud of you.
Hey, y'all got to snatch up these ticks, man. I got to sell. I got money. I got debt, and I need these sellouts because I get that bonus.
Yes.
Give me that bonus from selling out. Buy some. Help me fill out these late shows. I got problems, man. I got problems. I need money.
We'll get it to you Friday and Saturday night. James Austin Johnson, thank you, and I'll see you this weekend.
Thank you.
See ya.
All right, James Austin Johnson. I'm telling you, man, I went down the Trump rabbit hole on YouTube of SNL.
It's hilarious.
I mean, you can't stop. No. Then you share it with friends. We're all laughing last time. I mean, it's so perfect that it's perfect, if that makes sense. I mean, that's a weird way of saying it, but so funny.
Hilarious. Those type of skits growing up on all that, it just, like I said before about Ricky Gervais, you got to have some comedy in your life. Because if you don't, then why are you living?
That's right. I mean, SNL, I mean, from Dana Carvey to Farley to Sandler to James Austin Johnson, and Bill Hader. I mean, you just go on and on and on, and how it's kind of a fabric of America. Even in the early days with Chevy Chase making fun of, was it Gerald Ford at the time, and then Dan Aykroyd doing Jimmy Carter, and on and on. All right, that's it. We'll take a break, come back. We'll catch our breath again, huh?
Yeah, I like that. You want some coffee, Joe?
I'm good, but I appreciate you. Yeah. All right, this is Chase the Big Joe Show, Omni National Hotel, 102.5 The Game.
Where everybody knows your name.
Keep it going.
And I'm always glad you came.
Dr. Crane solo.
No.
He said no.
That's you, not me.
All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show right here on 102.5 The Game. Chase McCabe still on assignment up in Rayon City today, giving a talk on cloud storage and LinkedIn and architecture that he got off LinkedIn.
You got a buddy up there.
Rayon City?
Yeah, he's like 82, 83.
What's his name?
Jim.
You have a last name?
No.
Just somebody.
Jim.
Just some guy you met off the internet?
No. His name's Jim, drinks black coffee, sits there about 4 hours of the day at that MAPCO.
And just sits there?
Just sits there.
Is he soliciting or is he just...
No, just, you know, occupying his time.
Is he inside the MAPCO?
Yeah, he just... Well, sits.
Look back up. How do you know this guy?
I'm joking, Joe. I did know a guy named Jim.
You had me going. Well, you should have kept it going.
Well, when Greg was here, he did the whole, you know, thing.
He
with
actually
Chase.
Believed that Chase was out doing.
Yeah, he does.
Cloud storage.
Yeah, I was going to do it with you, but you know.
Are you on LinkedIn?
No,
not at all. You need to go on there and just get the Nick Frazier LinkedIn page set up. Somebody steal. That's why I went on there and took the
really
my name. Just nobody'd steal it. You know, I don't know why, but it'd be me. I mean.
You're Joe Dubin. Why would anybody want to? Yeah.
You know, and that's the deal. I mean, yeah, I am me, right? Yeah. I mean, it's like, how can I be overdrawn on my bank account when I still got checks?
Cashing checks, man.
Have we figured that out yet?
No, we haven't.
They say I'm overdrawn, but I still got checks. I don't get it. You could have kept this little joke going for a while.
Yeah, I thought about it, but I'm just too kind-hearted.
Because I actually believe that you met some 82-year-old man named Jim who drank coffee at MAPCO in Rayon City.
When I was a kid, yeah, I'd go with my grandparents to, like, the McDonald's, and we'd just sit there for, like, 4 or 5 hours, and they just chat about life after they go to the gym, you know.
Have you ever had anybody come up to you, like, outside of MAPCO and say, hey, man, can you buy me beer?
Now, I have had a homeless man come up to me and said, hey, you know, you got any extra money for me to, you know, buy a drink? I was like, I don't have any money. I mean, I'm a cashless type guy. I hate lying to the guy.
What do you do if the guy pulls out, like, a debit card machine? It's like, I take debit cards.
I got Cash App.
Chip reader. Yeah, like, I don't know.
Yeah, he's got Cash App, right, David James?
Exactly.
Well, see, here's the thing. If you're a homeless man and you have a debit card reader, come on. What are we doing here?
Who are you to judge?
I'm just saying, like, is that the scam? Like, come on now.
I don't know.
You know, if you ever go to Europe, Joe, I mean, in all these European countries.
I got an ankle brace. I'm not allowed out of Davidson County.
But all these European countries, they have their own little homeless people gimmicks. Where, like, there's one in Rome. I remember next to the Trevi Fountain, some lady dressed in all black. People said, like, rumor has it, she's the richest woman in Italy. Because she just sits there and people just give her money. Like, nonchalant, just give her euros and all the above.
Somebody dressed in black all outside black. A fountain.
Yeah.
Okay. That is so odd.
You got to look it up. I'm telling you, it's incredible. I don't know if I have a picture of her, and I'd have to go back on the Google Drive.
Why don't we try doing that here in Nashville? Is there a fountain around? There's a fountain by the Skirmahorn.
Yeah.
You could do it off
of Broadway.
Yeah.
Broadway's a little different.
Why not? You still got tourists coming down.
That's where the tourists are.
If you get stepped on, I mean, it's just not going to work right.
Did you give this lady money?
No, I did not. My grandfather told me this in 2012. He goes, don't give that lady the money. I was like, why? He goes, she's been there since I came back the last time. That was 99.
Just sits there.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's a family business where if she ends up passing on, she has a relative that takes over. I don't know.
You live in a fascinating world.
I care about things people don't care about.
But now we need to do the statue thing. Where are fountains around here? There's one outside the Skirmahorn, right?
Yep. There's a fountain outside of a few hotels, I believe, right?
I don't. I'm asking you. You ever put liquid soap in the fountains?
No, but it seems like a fun time.
There's that one in Donaldson, in Century City, in high school. We used to put liquid soap in there.
Did you guys swim in it?
And in a matter of seconds, it would all bubble up and turn white and go crazy. And the security guard run down. The security guard would chase us. He's me plus 200 pounds. Guy couldn't run 4 feet.
Yeah.
So you kind of walked away from him. He's trying to. He's running, and you're it's like a turtle chasing you. So we always knew where he would be. That's what we did. We were kids, man, in Donaldson. Like James Austin Johnson talking about Donaldson, man. It's God's
great
country.
Guest, by the way. Hilarious.
Was a great guest.
Hilarious.
Make you laugh?
Yeah. When he talked about Roy D. Mercer and, you know, obviously all the Trump impersonation or impressions, those are pretty funny.
Didn't the guy who Roy D. Mercer pass away recently?
He did. Yeah, I think he was on a radio station in Oklahoma City.
Right.
If that's right. Yeah, he passed away. I don't know what the age was, but, you know, served his time.
Isn't it funny, something like the Roy D. Mercer thing? Whether you're black or white, young or old, male or female, it doesn't matter.
It's timeless.
I mean, he was in Oklahoma. I'm 25 years older than James Austin, 30 years older than you.
Yep.
We all still laugh at Roy D. Mercer.
Yeah, it's just that, how do I put this, that infinite comedy, just that ever-evolving
right.
cycle of just laughs. And I think that's kind of what makes the world go round is when you culture yourself with good comedy, like kind of what James Austin Johnson was talking about, it makes you a better person, if that makes sense. I know people are like, oh, that's dirty comedy, raunchy comedy. It's not really raunchy comedy.
Some of it is.
I mean, some of it, yeah.
A lot of it's terrible comedy.
But then that's where it comes to you to curate your own comedy. You
right.
have to see through that and enjoy the actual, the small moments or the moments that really matter in the comedy skits. So.
Well, I agree with you, but there's a lot of comedy, and some of those at Zanies are awful, are absolutely awful, and they're cringeworthy, and I like to laugh. They're disgusting.
Yeah.
That's why guys like Bargatze and Maniscalco are really funny. People can relate to those. There's everyday stories that go on. But a lot of this stuff, when you're going like, yeah, it ain't, you ain't funny.
No. And that's why, like you said, all these people you just listed off, they all share their personal experiences, which is hilarious.
Sure.
Like when you talk about Sebastian Maniscalco, and you brought up that one time about the whole Milo Kea keychain off the mirror. My grandparents had it, which
the red pepper.
Yeah. People think it's a pepper. It's actually a bullhorn. I actually wear
right.
I wear it around on my necklace here.
And the date's like, why do you have a red pepper hanging from your rearview mirror?
Yeah, there's other.
In case they give me the eye.
Yeah, you don't.
And
want
that's funny.
You need to do this.
Yeah, right.
So you don't get the bad luck.
He said they can look at you and cripple your soul.
Yeah, you don't want that.
I get the
you
bad
really
luck.
Don't.
Oh, I love it. Anyway, again, James Austin Johnson's at Zanies this weekend. Tomorrow we have another comedian on the show.
Really?
He's the unofficial comedian of the Chase and Big Joe show. His name's Greg Warren.
Oh.
Remember we had him on last year?
Is that the guy that blocked you?
No. Pat McAfee blocked me.
Yeah, but there was a comedian that you told him in the hallway, hey, you can block me after this interview. Is that the same guy?
No.
Guy?
Okay. Bob Saget had blocked me years ago.
Really?
It was there was like nine of us on a thread, and I didn't do anything, but I had Bob Saget, rest in peace.
Yeah.
I said, Bob, can you please unblock me? And he unblocked me and followed me. And then like 3 months later, he passed away.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I have a question for you real fast before we go to break.
Yeah.
If you had to do or if you got to do a stand-up comedy skit or a stand-up comedian set list, who are your three comedians you want to do it with?
I got 45 minutes ready to go.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to do this. I got 45-minute comedy set ready to go.
Okay.
It's pretty damn funny.
I'm sure DVD will be all right with it.
Not today.
Oh. Okay.
I'm talking about a Zanies type
gotcha.
Outfit. Maniscalco is amazingly funny.
Mm-hmm.
Live or dead?
Alive. We'll go alive.
Okay,
yeah.
Three comedians? That's good. Maniscalco is next level. Gosh, man, who else?
Does the Tom Segura, Burt Kreischer comedy get you? No,
not at all.
Really?
I've never once laughed at Burt Kreischer. Not one time.
Yeah, he just takes his shirt off. I mean, it's just.
I don't find him funny at all.
Yeah. It's like the Thunder from Down Under.
Jimmy Carr.
Okay.
He's a British comedian. Him and Maniscalco are at the top.
They are
just unbelievably funny.
What about Jim Gaffigan or Shane Gillis?
Shane Gillis okay because he looks like Joe Rexroad.
He does.
Shane Gillis looks just like Joe Rexroad.
Rexroad has better hair, though.
But they look just alike.
Interesting.
So, yeah, they're funny.
Who's so, Maniscalco, Shane Gillis, and Jimmy Carr?
Not Shane Gillis so much, but Jimmy Carr, look him up. He's pretty funny. Jim Jeffries is pretty funny. I like kind of cutting edge, but they hold back just a tad bit, and those are good. Who's your number one?
There's one guy. He's on the come up. I think his name's Cam Patterson. I don't know if you've heard of him.
No.
He's on that Tony Hinchcliffe Monday Night
Kill
Show.
Kill Tony show?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He does some funny stuff. A little raunchy, but it's kind of funny. So Cam Patterson, Shane Gillis. And I think Tom Segura is pretty funny from time to time. Okay. Sure, he has some stuff, like
it's
I said.
It's your list. Yeah. It's fine.
So I go with that time being.
Oh, well. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with Celebrity Birthdays at America's most popular segment, What Day Is It? Right here. We're live at the Omni National Hotel, 102.5 The Game. Back into the final segment of the Chase and Big Joe Show, live at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Chase McCabe on assignment all next week. We'll be down at SEC Media Days in Atlanta all day long. So a lot of good guests we're going to have, a lot of great content. So we'll see you down there next week. Dr. Crane in with us today. And before we get to America's favorite segment, we were just informed, Dr. Crane, that who's here?
Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer. And today's Urban Meyer's birthday.
Really? Golly, that's what a coincidence.
It's just weird that all that. So Urban Meyer's in town, spoke at some convention, and today's his birthday.
I wonder what he's going to do on his birthday.
Probably go golf. Most people do, except for me.
That's true.
With that being said, David James, hit it.
It's time for Celebrity Birthdays, brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc., the backbone of Middle Tennessee's construction scene since 1997. JarrettCompaniesIncorporated.com, above and beyond industry standards. Joe Dubin? Oh, that's me.
That's
all
you, pal.
Double duty today.
You are double duty.
How about that?
About that Phyllis Dillery? She said
National Clary Hugh Day? Is that right?
You're reading it.
Well, it's spelled funky. So Clary Hugh
funky's
Day is
P-F-U-N-K-Y.
Well, I know that. Yeah, it's different. Let's see. Don't Step on a Bee Day is today. National Kitten Day. National Pina Colada Day.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
You like getting caught in the rain, Joe?
I do, and also like getting a pina colada from Fat Tuesdays in Key West.
Mm. Pick Blueberries Day is today. Is there such thing as like a blueberry pina colada?
There can be.
Okay, well, we might create one. Let's see here. Teddy Bear Picnic Day is today to wrap things up.
That's it?
There have been some short lists lately. I don't know what that's about.
What's a Clary Huey Day? What was that?
It's a picture of a book. So I don't know what that is.
A book is something you read. It's got words inside.
Well, I know that, but like Clary Huey
A hospital? Day. What is it? It's a big building with patients. It's not important right now. All right, time for Celebrity Birthdays. David James is 3-0 this week. He gets the call up and is taking names.
Here we go. National Clary Huey Day honors the four-line biographical poem called Clary Huey, invented by Edmund Clary Huey Bentley.
Okay.
A whimsical, often humorous way to capture a person's essence.
Sounds like nice. A class I would have failed in college.
Yep.
So we'll skip past that. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You got to get these within 2 years. Our first birthday, Dr. Crane, how old is the famous singer Arlo Guthrie?
Arlo Guthrie. We're going to go 81.
Arlo is 88.
78 years old. Next up, the very beautiful Sofia Vergara from, what was the show she was on?
Modern Family.
Yep. I'd say middle something. Yeah, Modern Family. Sofia Vergara.
Lord, she's beautiful.
I feel like she's in her 60s, but I'm going to go 59.
55.
53. David Jane is on top there. She is. Okay, let's move on down here. Who's next on this birthday? From Entourage, Adrian Grenier.
Entourage.
Grenier? Maybe that's who it is. Yeah.
Okay.
The main guy in Entourage.
Yeah, we'll go 48.
46.
49. Dr. Crane's tied it at one. David James, how are you doing today back there, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, just enjoying this day and here in at the studios.
I love it. Can't wait to hear you talk nonstop on DVD. Next birthday, Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Simpson. Where has she been lately? I haven't heard about Jessica Simpson in a while.
She married some NFL ex-tight end guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't she used to date Tony Romo at some point?
Yes.
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going 59.
43.
45. Mm-hmm. David Jane's up 2-1. Was she married to Nick Lachey from 98 Degrees?
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe
she was.
Okay. Good. We're going down to next birthday as my computer's locked up. I love pop-up ads. They're so much fun, right?
Aren't they the best?
They are just – they really are important, too, for your computer. All right, here we go. We're going down here. Actor Robert Pine, he was the police chief on Chips. His son is Chris Pine, the actor. But Robert Pine was on the original episode of Chips.
67.
72.
84.
A little close.
Banjo player Bella Fleck of Bella Fleck and the Flecktones. Nashville guy. One of you two boneheads better get this.
His name again?
Bella Fleck.
Her name, okay. Bella Fleck.
It's a he, but
oh,
thanks.
He. Oh,
God, I don't know where this
come
is
on,
going.
Nick.
He good said Lord. Bella. I'm sorry. Sorry, everybody. 52.
82.
He is 67. Okay. Singer Mavis Staples.
Mavis Staples. 61.
67.
86. Country singer Ken Mellons, who's from the Hermitage area. Ken Mellons. I'm just an old jukebox junkie spending my time, spending my money.
64.
75.
60. God, you're terrible. Gary LaVox, the lead singer of Rascal Flatts.
Yeah. Gary is 55.
I love Gary. 62.
55 exactly. 3-2,
there
Dr. Crane. Obviously, David James, you love him too much. You know his birthday.
Listen here. I am not known for knowing his birthday, but I just love him.
Okay. Rapper, singer, Angel Hayes.
Angel Hayes. She sounds young. 32.
41.
34. Dr. Crane's up 4-2. All right, sports birthdays. Virginia Wade, not the cigarette. Virginia Wade, famous tennis player.
53.
65.
80. That's Virginia Slims, by the way. My grandma used to smoke Virginia Slims, non-filtered, and drink her whiskey and yell at me as a kid. Good times. Andre Dawson, former Chicago Cub, Montreal Expo, won the MVP in 1987. Andre Dawson, the Hawk.
68.
65.
71. Roger Craig, great running back for the San Francisco 49ers, played at Nebraska.
59. 57.
65. All right, last birthday. You're up 4-2, Dr. Crane. All David James can do is tie. This is weird. Today's Urban Meyer's birthday. Urban Meyer's about 20 feet from us right now. How old is Urban Meyer today?
54.
62.
61. Dr. Crane, you win 4-3.
Thank you very much.
So close. Good one.
Gotten rid of the clean sheet. We're back on the saddle. Back on the saddle, excuse me.
That's right. You can end the week strong.
I can. I can end the week strong.
You won't win this week, but you will
end
the week strong.
Finish strong. That's it. Thank you, David James. DVD's up next. We'll thank Jeff Fisher being on the show today. James Austin Johnson. Eddie Tagseth.
Tagseth, yeah. Good job, Jeff.
For the Nashville SC joining us after a big win last night to do that. As we leave the show all the time to our men out there, we say all the time, if you are struggling, please, please, we ask you every time to talk to somebody on your cell phone. You can call or text 988. Always somebody there to talk to you. We here are talk to you as well. And sometimes I understand that the road gets rocky and your journey gets rough, but look, our world is a better place because you are here. Please know that. Please know that we love you. And more importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you. DVD's next.